Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngube. Today, we are discussing the securing of foreign currency legally by ordinary Zimbabweans who pay bills mostly in United States dollars. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Foreign policy issues rarely motivate U.S. voters, and for most Americans looking at their choices for president in November, Africa policy is not a huge consideration. But analysts say whichever candidate wins will face a stiff challenge in trying to restore America's influence and prestige on the continent of Africa, home to more than 1.2 billion people. We get the details from VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell in Washington.
Africa is not a monolith. It holds a dizzying wealth of history, resources, and traditions, and the full spectrum of struggles faced by many young nation states. And while the world's fastest growing continent plays a relatively small role on this stage, the person who next lives at the White House, whether that is former Republican President Donald Trump or Democratic President Joe Biden, will need to make policy choices that address the fast-changing economic and security conditions in Africa. Trump's past Africa stance, they say, can be summed up with one unprintable word he allegedly used to describe African countries and the Caribbean nation of Haiti.
I mean, he used famously this expletive to refer to a number of countries in Africa, and then he pursued a strategy and a policy that was really focused on trying to look at the burning issues in Africa, the security issues, the hot issues, and trying to stamp those out. But there really wasn't a larger grand strategy.
Biden has emphasized values-driven partnership on the continent, but much of that has been overshadowed by his administration's push against Russian influence in Africa and U.S. support of Israel.
I think Africans are also looking well beyond our policies in Africa, looking at the war in the Middle East, the war in Gaza, and U.S. support to Israel, for example, or the demands that African countries not do business with or engage in relations with Russia. So I think they're seeing a certain degree of hypocrisy in the Biden administration's policies globally, and that's not making them many new friends in Africa.
This is something South Africa highlighted in accusing Israel of breaching the United Nations Genocide Convention with a landmark case at the UN's top court. The Biden administration, when asked by VOA in January, dismissed the case as meritless. Analysts say this shot at America's credibility invites adversaries to take advantage.
You're going to need that credibility because at one point someone is going to say, another superpower is going to step in and say, right, I am not being preferential. I earnestly do not care about human rights in any part of the world, and therefore, at least, that makes me better.
Hudson says the next U.S. president will meet an increasingly emboldened continent.
I think that any new American president is going to have to grapple with the declining influence that Washington has on the continent of Africa, and how much more African countries are asserting their own rights and privileges and speaking increasingly with one voice.
There may be a way to help turn that tide by tackling an oversight both candidates share. Candidates' wives have made official visits to Kenya, Namibia, Egypt, and Malawi, while President Biden dispatched Vice President Kamala Harris to Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia. However, neither he nor Trump has paid the continent a visit as president. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
The United States has two main political parties, Democratic and Republican. A third party candidate is a term used for someone who runs as a candidate for a party that forms outside of the two main political parties. A third party is most often discussed during a presidential campaign.
Most Americans identify with one of the two major political parties. Of the rest, some call themselves independent and vote for their favorite candidate regardless of party. Others support candidates from smaller parties. No matter the number, the other parties are covered by a single term, third party. Sometimes third party candidates win local or statewide elections. They rarely win national contests. Every president since 1853 has been a Republican or a Democrat. But that does not mean third parties make no difference. A third-party candidate who draws support from a Republican or a Democrat in the race can swing the election one way or the other. Third parties often focus on an issue they believe the two major parties are ignoring or mishandling. When third parties gain a measure of popular support, they sometimes find their positions adopted by one of the major parties.
The South African government is hoping to strengthen protections for whistleblowers who report on corruption in business and government. Proponents say it's not only about making whistleblowers feel comfortable coming forward, but also about protecting them from retaliation. VOA's Isan Hafeje reports.
Martha Ngoyi was the legal executive at the state-owned Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa when she came forward with proof of unlawful government contracts worth millions. In response, she says, she was fired by her employer in 2021 and has been involved in a lengthy and costly legal battle to get her job back.
You know, psychologically as well, it's taken a huge toll. Psychologically, not only on me, on my daughter as well, and the family as well. But I've been fortunate because I've had a support structure.
As Ngoyi continues her legal fight, she participates in the Whistleblower House, a civil society organization that supports and advises people who reveal corruption in South Africa. For others in South Africa, the whistleblowing led to tragedy. Government employee Babita Diokeran was a witness in a fraud investigation into improper COVID-era medical supply contracts. She was shot to death in 2021 after her role in the inquiry became known. Investigative journalist Jeff Weeks spent months investigating the circumstances that led to her killing.
In the weeks before she was killed, she had stumbled across anomalous payment patterns and had reported them to her superiors. She'd wanted an urgent investigation and a stop to the payments. And even just days before she was killed, she sent a message to her boss saying, "These guys might be onto us if we stop their money and our lives might be in danger." And that message turned out to be fairly prescient because she was killed within less than a week.
Cynthia Stumpel exposed corruption in South Africa's state-owned airlines. She now works at Whistleblower House.
My own view is that whistleblowers are truly important in fighting corruption because they are the ones who highlight and expose and speak out about either fraud happening in their workplace, corruption, and so they are that first point of call.
The South African government is reviewing its current whistleblower laws as part of a national anti-corruption strategy. Uglesha Radulovic from the University of Johannesburg researches the plight of whistleblowers. He says that the legislation protecting whistleblowers needs to be broadened and strengthened.
Penalize those that are retaliating against whistleblowers. And the second thing that would be crucial would be to create a stronger relationship between the state and civil society, and an independent state institution could provide the resolution there.
Ngoyi is all for whistleblower law reform. She says right now they're not getting the support and protection they desperately need.
At the end of the day, it is important for whistleblowers to speak truth to power. If we really do want change in this country and we want to leave some kind of a legacy and future for our kids, people have got to speak out.
The government proposals include granting whistleblowers government protection and imposing criminal charges on organizations that ignore whistleblowers' information. Ihsan Hafeje, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
With that, please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are discussing easy ways of legally accessing the US dollar and other foreign currencies by ordinary Zimbabweans. This at a time when most bills are paid in US dollars and the South African rand. Hundreds of foreign currency dealers, including Minister Monica Mtsangwa's son, Neville, have been arrested, with the government urging citizens to use banks to access foreign currency at stipulated central bank rate. Government spokesperson Nick Mangwana said in an X post, I quote, "You have a legitimate need for Forex? Just go to your bank. When you go to the street, you are putting yourself and your money at risk. There are enough Forex reserves to meet your legitimate Forex need. This is what the good professor at Mthuli Ncube is advising the nation," end quote. Most Zimbabweans end up going to the black market to obtain foreign currency to purchase goods and pay rent and some services. This has resulted in some of them being locked up for violating Zimbabwe's foreign exchange laws. Now, to discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by economic analyst Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya of the Common Market for Liberal Solutions, opposition Citizens Coalition for Change Senator for Matabeleland South, Senator Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and Dr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program, lady and gentlemen.
Welcome, Zimbabwe. Welcome, Taboka.
Thank you. We'll begin with you, Senator Mlotshwa. Is a foreign currency legally and easily accessible for an ordinary citizen, as the government is saying?
What I can tell you is that foreign currency is not easily accessible in the banks. You can't just walk into a bank with foreign currency. Zimbabwe is the only country in Asia where you work with foreign money, which is
Siyabonga, Mam Lotshwa. Vamavaza, what's your take on this issue?
Foreign currency is easily accessible in Zimbabwe. If you walk into any bank or go to any ATM, I was only about a few weeks ago, you can take foreign currency from the ATM if you have got a foreign currency account. Again, we technically call it foreign currency, but the reality of the matter is the American dollar is still the dollar we are using in Zimbabwe. We still use the ZIG and we still use the dollar, even though it's an American and foreign, but it's not foreign currency in terms of foreign currency. It is an American dollar because we are using it in Zimbabwe. So it is our local currency because it is being used in Zimbabwe as well. So it can be accessed in any bank you would go to. And anybody from abroad can send you the money in foreign currency from England, America, South Africa, Botswana. You can send money to Zimbabwe through Western Union, through Mukuru, through any other money outlets where you send it in foreign currency. And you can specifically...
Tichiri ipapo, apa mufunzo, ndewe kutim... Kana munhu aine mari in Zimbabwe gold, zviri nyore here kuti ange achigona kuwana ma US dollars kana ma rands achishandisa mari yaatambira kubasa mazigere.
Akapinda mubank munenge mapindira mari yake akavakumbira kuti ari kuda mari iyi iri muma US dollars anopiwa. Chiri kungonetsa ndechekuti vanhu vari kufunga kuti mari kana yaakuchinjwa kubva kumazig ichienda kuma US dollars, reti yacho ndo yavasiri kuwirana nayo, asi mari iripo pareti inenge yakatarwa nehurumende. Vanhu vanozomhanya kunze kunotsvaga vatingati mamoney changers, nekuti vanenge vane reti yakati kwirirei vari kuedza kudiritsa dambudziko remari muZimbabwe. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti mari iripo, tikangotedzera mutemo, tikatedzera reti inenge yabvumiranwa nayo nehurumende, tinochinja mari patinokwanisa nepatinenge taapplyira.
Tinotenda vamavaza vavangwenya. Liyavaza avavili avakhulumileyo lina libona njani lapha, kumi njani khonapho, iyatholakala na imali njengabakutshoyo, njalo kule ndlela esemthethweni na eyokuthi umuntu nje ozihambelayo athole imali yama US dollars kumbe amarand ngokusemthethweni elizwe nxa ele Zimbabwe gold?
Ya anyaluza yabona ukuthi imithetho vele ingathi iyatshena, ngoba ungathi eSouth Africa kumbe eZambia kumbe eTanzania kumbe eKenya akuvunyelwa, vele awusoze uphumelele ukuthatha imali yangaphandle kwelizwe uyisebenzisa elizweni lakho. Naveze ukuthi eSouth Africa awusoze uthi uma ungu-South African uthatha amarandi uwantshintshe uthi una ufuna ukuthenga izinto ngama-US dollars, ngoba imali yangaphandle ivele imali yangaphandle. Kodwa lapha phela eZimbabwe savele savuma savumelana ukuthi ama-US dollar namarandi imali eyalapha. Inkinga yokuthi nxa ususiyathenga ezinye izinto kumbe uthenga ipetrol kumbe ezinye izinto ezithengwayo, kabavumi ukuthi usebenzise imali eyalapha. Yikho nxa uvele uhola amaziki njenga-OND amatitsha kumbe amasoja kumbe obani bani, abakwanisi ukuthi bangene ebhenki yabo e-Capes kumbe e-Standard Bank kumbe e-First Capital bethi bona sicela lisinike ama-US dollars sifuna ukuyathenga i-petrol. Akulanto enjalo lapha eZimbabwe. Nxa angazi ukuthi omawata kumbe lieutenant abatsho njalo, kodwa mina iZimbabwe engiyaziyo awusoze uthatha amaziki owahole kuhulumende we-government uye njele ebhenki ukuthi nginikana ama-US dollar ngifuna ukuyathenga i-petrol. Angiboni umsenze akwenzakali khonokho. Angazi ukuthi kumbe kakhuluma ngeZimbabwe, kodwa njengoma wazi singa uvele ule nostro account yakho ama-US dollar kumbe ngamarandi ngamapound, uyakwanisa ukuya kwi-ATM yethatha uyethenga into oyifunayo. Yikho uko okukhona on the ground la.
Siyabonga Baba Ngwenya. Senator Mlotwa, coming to you, we have seen some arrests of late on this issue of illegal forex currency dealers. Do you think this will help? Sibone abanye abantu bebotshwa bebotshelwa ukutshintsha izimali. Ubona ngani lokho kuzaphathisa na ekubeni kube le notho le mali emikuhle engela kutshintshwa kwezimali emigwaqweni, njalo abantu bezakwanelisa ukuthi bebe besebenzisa imali yabo kuhle ilesi sinto?
Kusenza kutshintshe litho mina ngombono wami. Bathi belimemezela imali leyentsha ingena kwathiwa kule golide kwi-reserve bank eliyibe lisapota leyo mali. Ese sikubona kathezi ukuthi kukhanya imali leyo isapotwa ngaligolide but isapotwa izetherapy. ukuthi abantu bayabotshwa, abantu benziwani, kube ngani bekuyimali efike ivele i-economy hlezi, zonke into zihlezi, konke kuhamba kahle. Ngayi imali yokuthi uma ngiyihola ngikwazi ukubhadala ngayo irenti, ngikwazi ukuyathela ipetroli, ngikwazi ukuthi ngiye-South Africa nxa ngifuna ukuyemesina ngiyeswayipha ngayo. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi libala nje ngikhipha nje ama-zero, yikho-ke sekumele lezekaraphila ingenele iqinise leyo mali.
Siyabonga Mamlotshwa. Vamwe abazama uri kunzwa zviri kutaura nevamwe vanenge vari kupokana nemipanya yekuti munhu anogona kuti aine mari yake Zimbabwe Gold ange achipinda mubhanga achiwana maus dollars. Uyezve mumwe mubvunzo unouya ndewekuti kana zvakadaro chii chinozoita kuti mamwe makambani kana kuti mamwe maservices ange asiri kupuhwa nemaus dollars, zvinhu zvakafanana nemapassport kuti hurumende iri kuda kuti ange achibhadhara nemaus dollars, fuel vanhu vanenge vachitengawo nemaus dollars kumagaraji akawanda. Munozviona seizvi?
Thank you. Mukanyatsoongora panyaya yekuti mari iri kutambirwa nemazig mumakambani akasiyana-siyana. Zigi ndo yava mari yemunyika medu, saka ndokusaka iri kutambiriswa. Asi kana uchida kutenga maus dollars haurambidzwe chero une mari yako. Uyezve nyaya yekuti kune mamwe maprogram kana kuti mamwe makambani ari kuramba kutambira mazigi zviri kugadziriswa nemutemo. Iko zvino izvi hakuna anosungirwa kuramba kutambira mari, kutambira zigi kana ichinge yaudzwa kwauri semari, nekuti its a legal tender, ndo mari yatinayo. Kana uchida kutenga maus haurambidzwi. Uyezve makambani hurumende yakaita sekumapassport kwavakatanga vachiti bhadharai nemaus dollars zviri kugadziriswa. Uyezve munoona kuti pakatanga zigi kuuya kana peturo yenge isingatengwe nezigi, asi zvagadziriswa, vanhu vaakugona kutenga peturo nemazigi, vanhu vaakugona masvondo mairi ari kuuya aya, vanhu vaakugona kunotora mapassport nemazigi. Vanhu kana muri muzimbabwe unofanirwa, unekodzero yekushandisa mari yemuzimbabwe. Saka kana panga pane vamwe vanhu vari kuita unubu unaradada vachiramba kuti mari yezimbabwe ishande muzimbabwe, mutemo uchavabata nekukasira.
Tinotenda Baba Ngwenya. Lingangena laphana liyamuzova ukuti utini uvapo Mavaza.
Ya haveni pela kasali lapha, angazi kuhlala hapho Mavaza lowo, angihlali nanjani. Ukhuluma vele ngikhuluma izinto ezingathi mina am mina vele mina mthetho wami vele I am for local currency, angina problem ngamangamaziki. Imprinting ekhona yokuthi uhulumende yena nxa eholisa abantu bakhe izisebenzi zakhe ngamaziki, ukuthi ngale ziyathengwa ipetrol ngama-US dollars. Angizange ngizwe umuntu esithi uphumelele. Ngabe sokhe sikhuluma ngakho madoda, sikhuluma ngakho ngento eyodwa, ye imali yakhona ikhona, kodwa alapho ekuthoyo khonokho ukuthi amapolisi abantu bayabotshwa. Kanti vele yona i-currency ngwayo kungasetshenziswa i-currency iziki gaso ma-drugs, gaso mandrugs, gaso cocaine, kanti indaba ibophisa abantu. Ungazubone vele umuntu ebotshelwa into, umuntu efika ekhaya kithi mina ngubaba lapha ekhaya ngifanele lingesayo, kuyathi kunezinye problem. Imali ine-free market economy, imali iyazisebenza yodwa, abantu bayazidingela bodwa imali, ithatha ilethi yayo yodwa. So ungabona sokuvela amapolisa, amasosha, ema-supermarket sokulandelula kuthiwa sengisani imali yethu, sengisani imali yethu, kuthi kule something e-wrong. So uhulumende yethu yena kathathe isinqumo sokuthi nxa imali isebenza amaviki, umuntu wonke odengisa izinto eZimbabwe, kumbe ngamagethi, kumbe ipetrol, kumbe ngamapassport, ijuti kayibhadale ngeviki. Lokhu kubalokhu besiplitha amahezi, yikho okuphambanisa abantu. Yikho abantu bezile sibethi bethiyathenga ama-US dollars emsikeni omnyama, ngoba beyehluleka ukuthenga ezinye izimpahla ngeviki.
Siyabonga. Senator Mlotshwa, what do you think should be done to rectify this problem? Because at the end of the day, it we see people struggling to access US dollars, and also the challenge around what you say to Guti, abantu sebebotshwa ukuthi kube kulungiswa udubo lolu, ubona ngani kufanele kwenziwe njani? Kodwa ungakangeni kulomunye ongenile ucingo. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Maphinda Mchirongwa. Yebo, linjani?
Ngakhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Ye, kulungile, ngenani kuhlelo lisiphe umbono wenu.
Mina ubona kwami ngibona ngani kuzasiza ukuthi bangasebenzisi le ngisho.
Yes, siyakuzwa ba.
Yeah, because mina into engibonayo ngithi i-problem ila ukuthi bafuna ukuthi abantu basebenzise imali le abayikhiphileyo, but i-problem ila ukuthi manje beyitshintsha i-rate yabo, bathathele imali, bathathe imali le esebenzayo banikeze abantu imali engasebenziyo. Yiyo inkinga yelo esizeba nayo. Mina ngihlala la e-Bedbridge manje ngiseringi la eGoli.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo kanye lokusipha umbono wenu. Mamlotha, ngamafitshane laphana ubona ngani kufanele kulungisiswe njani konke lokho?
Ilizwe leli leZimbabwe mfowethu Msasazi, ilizwe elinothe kakhulu, elibulawa ngabantu abangamagovu abafisa ukuthi badle bona kuphela nabantu ababo bandlele ezikhwameni zabo. Khona lapho esiphuma khona emathebeleleni sami ngithi indawo egcwele igolide, zibuze mfowethu ukuthi sihluphelani kangaka umnotho esinawo kodwa kusenziwa ngabantu abagcwele i-corruption. Nxa ilizwe leli lingalungiswa, konke nje kulungiswe, kushushe abantu abagcwele ubuqhophololo be-corruption, abantu abatshontshayo misa lamalanga. Sonke sambukela ugodi Masiya, sonke siyakwazi ukuthi okubi elizweni lelo ukuthi sikulungiswe kuyini. Asizimiseleni phela njengabantwana beZimbabwe, akusikho ukuthi thina ngenxa yokuthi mina am an opposition member ngifisa ukuthi izigilipheni, hayi ngifisa ukuthi izigiliphile nakuyinto ephilayo. Kodwa liphili ngokubopha abantu, akuphili ngokwethukela abantu, akusitotshe i-corruption. Ayisothi abantu abenza ubuqhophololo labantu abatshontshayo kuphela nje ilizwe lemiyalini.
Siyabonga Mamlotha. Vamabaza, ine minute muri kuona kuti ndezvipi zvingaita kuti pagadziriswe dambudziko iri? Vamwewo vachichema nekuti zvimwe zvamuri kutaura zvinhu zvisiri kuitika pagiraundi sezvatanzwa zvichitaurwa navangwenya. Munoona sei in just less than a minute tisati chapendera chirongo?
Chekutanga ndechekuti zviri kuitika paground nekuti ndanga ndiripo. Epiri ndechekuti zvino mari yese kana ichangotanga kupinda inenge ine kusawirirana nevanhu, vanhu havadi kuitambira sekukasi. Asi sezvatiri kuona vanhu mari zidi yakutambirwa, US yakutengeka mubhengi, vanenge vada kutengesera kunze vari kusungwa. Ndozvaro kuti mari haichawanikwa kunze, yakawanda yakwanduka mubhangi. Saka unogona kutenga mubhangi, unogona kutumidzirwa neari kunze nekuti unobvumidzwa. Unobvumidzwa zvakare kutenga neUS dollar yachona, kana kunyange usina zig unotenga neUS dollar, kana usina US dollar unotenga nezig, because tichiri kuita multi-currency regime muZimbabwe. Saka yes, tinoona kuti vakaramba vachisungwa zvinhu zvinonaka.
Tinotenda. Rikaiti tore mukana uno kuti titende vese vapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nguva ndo yatiza. Tinosangana zvekare muchirongwa mangwana. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Taboka Ncube.